Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Gordon Basham with us in the studio this morning. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, November 20th. Take a look at our Thanksgiving forecast here this week. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're looking for a sunny day today. Sedgwick County Commissioners yesterday made it official. County Councilor Eric Yost is out of a job. Last week, the commissioners put County Councilor Eric Yost on administrative leave after he was accused of violating attorney-client privilege. Yesterday, they made it official. Interim County Councilor Michael Papoon outlined the settlement with Yost.
Mr. Yost will be receiving a payment in the amount of $77,077. This payment reflects 6 months of salary and an equivalent amount of money to pay for Mr. Yost's health insurance for 2019.
Yost's problems began amid a controversy involving an investigation of members of the commission by the FBI.
Four people are dead after a dispute in a parking lot at Chicago's Mercy Hospital. The suspected domestic dispute led to the killing of a Chicago policeman, a doctor, and a pharmacy tech at Mercy, as well as the suspected gunman. Fox's Anita Vogel with the latest.
We're told it was a chaotic scene. You know, it's a place people go to have their lives saved. But three innocent people just murdered outside Mercy Hospital in Chicago. Police say it all started in the parking lot. Gunman Juan Lopez reportedly arguing with Dr. Tamara O'Neill, who had broken off their engagement in September. As things escalated, he pulled out a gun, shooting her several times and killing her. Lopez then running inside the hospital, firing shots at officers and anyone in his way. That's when another female employee was shot and killed.
The number of Thanksgiving travelers looks to be strong this year. Sean Stewart with AAA of Kansas says nationwide, people traveling 50 or more miles for Thanksgiving is up 5% over last year. In AAA's West North Central region, that does include Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, a lot of people will be driving to their destinations.
You know, we're anticipating 4.4 million people taking a Thanksgiving trip, and about 90% of those are going to be traveling by car. You know, people are feeling pretty good about the economy. They've got that disposable income, and so a lot more people this year are going to be headed out to visit family and friends for the holiday.
The pain at the pump continues to decrease as well. The average as of last week, $2.42 a gallon.
The 12-member Citizens or the Century 2 Citizens Advisory Committee announced yesterday that it expects to make its recommendation to the city soon. Committee Chairwoman Mary Beth Jarvis spoke at the Rotary Club of Wichita meeting yesterday. The committee says the building has substantial structural problems, functional issues, and some safety concerns, including asbestos. Jarvis says the first $100 million of any proposed renovation would go toward asbestos mitigation and ADA compliance.
That's a daunting beginning, right, to be at $100 million just to sort of get it operating. And then you have to add on capabilities that would allow it to operate into the future. The alternative would be building new, and that won't be cheap.
The committee will now focus on input from the community before releasing their recommendations at the beginning of the year. Jarvis asks anyone with questions, suggestions, or would like the task force to speak at their organization to send them an email at century2@wichita.gov.
An effort to attract more teachers to Kansas has recruited just 3 teachers so far. However, the state is still required to pay $270,000 to the organization behind the program.
The legislature agreed to pay the education nonprofit Teach for America for the pilot program, with the aim of recruiting 12 teachers across the state. All 3 teachers were placed in the same district in Kansas City, Kansas. Teach for America, however, claims it recruited 5, not 3 teachers, to the district. Officials say 2 recruits arrived last year before the contract. Some lawmakers expressed disappointment in the low numbers of recruits and the fact that only one district has benefited. Kansas officials say there were 612 vacant teaching positions this fall. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The White House is releasing a new set of rules of decorum for White House news conferences. Fox's Kristen Fisher with the latest.
Ms. President, that's enough.
From here on out, at all press conferences, the White House says journalists will only be allowed to ask one question, unless the president or whatever official taking questions allows them to ask a follow-up question. After that, the White House says the journalist must yield the floor, which includes physically surrendering the microphone, to White House staff. No surprise, the White House Correspondents Association is already pushing back by saying, quote, for as long as there have been White House press conferences, White House reporters have asked follow-up questions. We fully expect this tradition will continue.
Journalists have challenged the administration's actions, stating the aggressive questioning is a new tradition, the news tradition, rather, that dates back several decades.
Martha Stewart, apparently not thrilled with her first ever ride on Uber.
Martha Stewart taking to Instagram to say she chose the most expensive version of Uber to pick her up for the first time outside Tiffany's in New York City, explaining the first Uber did not show up. The second Uber came 10 minutes later and parked halfway down the street. Posting photos of the vehicle's interior with leaves and half-empty water bottles, the 77-year-old goes on to say it took more than 1 hour, and on top of it all, the car was a mess inside and out. Uber has yet to respond despite slamming her first ride. Stewart says she wants Uber to succeed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
So what do you do if you have no water when you spot a garage on fire and the fire is threatening to spread to a house? Well, two enterprising Russian cops knew what to do by fighting the fire with snowballs.
The two traffic cops were on patrol in Siberia when they spotted the smoke and flames. They didn't have any water, but it was good they were in Siberia because, well, there's no shortage of snow. So while waiting for the fire brigade, the firefighting duo started making snowballs and threw them on the fire. Their superiors say that kept the blaze at bay until the fire department arrived. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It is 6:06 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Earl Pitts is on the way, and your full forecast here just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. KNSS News Time coming up on 6:07. Good morning. It is 6:12 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS here on Tuesday, November 20th. Thanksgiving is 2 days away, which means we have a massive travel day coming up tomorrow. All week long, we're keeping an eye on the streets of Wichita for traffic updates, and Jad Chambers will keep us informed. Let's take a look, Jad.
Well, late last night, the fire department actually was fighting a scrap fire. This was up around I-135 and 45th Street North, and now, from what they were saying, it was a little difficult to put out, still smoldering in some areas, and so you're going to run into some smoke in that area probably this morning, or you could run into some smoke in that area. Again, that's I-135 near 45th Street North in that area, kind of a scrap and scrub fire up there. So that's what's going on in that area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Thank you, Jad. And now let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this Tuesday. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning.
Good morning. A dry or quiet weather pattern is going to be sticking around throughout the next several days. That's going to lead to a gradual warm-up as we go into Thanksgiving. Temperatures should be in the mid-40s by noontime, sunny and 51 this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 33, Wednesday's high 57, near 60 on Thanksgiving. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky, 29 degrees in Wichita here on this Tuesday morning. We'll keep you updated on the weather, of course, as we go through the week, heading into Thanksgiving, but it looks pretty nice, high up in the upper 50s by Thanksgiving, just a couple days away. 6:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Gordon Basham joining us in the studio today. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, good morning.
Thanks for being here. The Steve and Ted poll question, just in time for Thanksgiving, we retired the former question about Thanksgiving dinner. So the final results, Thanksgiving dinner, we asked traditional turkey or some other main dish. And we had folks responding. on our website, knssradio.com. You can always take our poll. Pork finished at 2%. Tofurkey or other meatless alternative went 4%. Brisket or other beef entree finished at 8%. Ham at 9%. And our winner, turkey at 77%.
I had someone try to pawn off a piece of tofu for me once that supposedly tastes like turkey.
How did that go?
Well, let's put it this way. After I lost my stomach, I'm not a big fan of tofu, quite honestly.
Yeah. It serves its place, but I don't know.
Yeah, well.
The Thanksgiving dinner isn't one of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to besmirch people who like tofu.
No,
I will say tofu is a lot better when they're not trying to disguise it as something, when you know exactly what it's supposed to be. It can be fine.
Well, and if I don't eat it, it's more for the people that do like it.
Well, first of all, I heard
that's
the word,
my spirit of giving.
First time I heard the word tofu, I thought someone was saying toad foods.
So your brain already has prejudice, maybe.
Prejudice, yeah.
All right, that question has been retired, and we have a new question on our website for the next Stephen Ted poll question, and that concerns something that is just 3 days away. Will you participate in Black Friday shopping day after Thanksgiving? Bring on the deals. Long lines, crowded stores. Love it. 0%.
Wow.
Yeah. I may shop online for some deals. 33%, one-third of our respondents. No thanks. It's all just hype and sale prices on garbage items. 67%.
Wow. Yeah.
So far, the results on the Steve and Ted poll are not like they are nationwide. I think we had a story on this last week, and Steve McIntosh said a poll indicated that 70% of Americans will be shopping on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And that's why.
But obviously, KNSS poll takers do not fit in that category.
Not in the least bit, do they?
No. It's almost the completely opposite. Almost 70% say no. I'm not going to do that. I would fit in the majority right there. There's no way I spend 1 second of my time on Friday shopping.
I'm going to be at work, so I don't really know if I even qualify to be in the poll.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't, it'll be because I was at work for a good portion of the day and at sleep during the rest. So,
well, it's tough enough to get up before dawn cracks to go to work, much less stand in line at some place trying to get a TV.
Right.
That does not appeal to me even one bit.
Well, I think we're unanimous here, right?
Yeah. Anyway. So if you would like to weigh in on the poll, go to our website, knssradio.com, and take the poll. It's right there, and we'll be reading the results. Well, we'll give you some more results tomorrow morning.
Of course,
that
middle of the road, I might do some shopping online answer could be something.
That would apply to me as well.
Something I could look into. Then again, if I were doing that on Black Friday, it would mean I'd be doing that here at work. So I'm going to say I wouldn't ever do something like that.
Yeah, go ahead and say that.
Right.
But tons of Americans do
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
Look at how the long nose on that boy over there is.
And, of course, that's one of the deals where Internet Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving,
yeah,
got its
Monday.
Deal. Cyber Monday, yeah. Was because back in the day when nobody really had fast computers at home, the only place people had access to a computer that was relatively fast was at work. And people would go in on Monday after Thanksgiving and go to their work computer that actually was semi-fast and do their online shopping there.
Yeah.
But some of those times and that dynamic has changed as well.
A little bit.
It's 6:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Boy, how about that Monday night football game last night? You heard it right here on KNSS. The Kansas City Chiefs in Los Angeles taking on the Rams. A couple of high-powered scoring teams. We talked about that yesterday morning. Of course, both teams average about mid to upper 30s per game. They pretty much had that by halftime. It was a high-scoring game, as we kind of anticipated, but I don't know if we knew it would get this big. Last night, long game, lots of points, lots of penalties. It was exciting, unless you're a person that loves a good defensive game. But if you like scoring, it was back and forth and pretty eye-popping. The Chiefs and the Rams. The Rams won the game 54-51. The game featured 14 touchdowns, three of those by the defense, 56 first downs. And for the first time ever in an NFL game, both teams scored 50 or more points in one game. The Chiefs fell 3 points short, however. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Too many penalties, a lot of penalties in that first quarter. I don't know about all those, but, they called them. And so we were going backwards when we need to go forward. And you don't want to put yourself in a hole like that. And we had too many penalties, 13 penalties overall. And I think 8 of them were in the first quarter. So we've got to do a better job with that. So we got a bye week coming up. We're going to heal up here and get ourselves ready to go down for the stretch run here.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. No, he did his part. His defense didn't help him out. Mahomes had a career-high 6 touchdown passes, 478 yards, although he did throw a couple of interceptions in the final couple of minutes of the game that certainly helped the Rams. Here's Mahomes.
I mean, little things. I mean, every single game you leave plays out there where you think you can hit. But you said it, the turnovers just changed the game. I think I gave them 21 points pretty much through turnovers. And just kind of like I said at the New England game, you can't give good teams points turning the ball over. So that was pretty much the changing point of the game.
Chiefs fall to 9-2. They are still atop the conference standings despite the loss. Men's basketball last night, championship game of the U.S. Virgin Island Paradise Jam. And it was a championship for K-State. 12th-ranked Wildcats beat Missouri 82-67 as the 12th-ranked Wildcats are now 5-0, and they win their 14th ever regular season tournament championship in school history. Big night for Dean Wade. Team-high 21 points, 8 of 10 shooting, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. And Barry Brown also added 19 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. As K-State is rolling, now 5-0 on the season after that win last night. And speaking of college basketball, we do have the Maui Invitational semifinals tonight. Duke against Auburn, and Duke ranked number 1 in the nation. Both teams are undefeated, and you can listen to that game, Duke-Auburn. Coverage begins at 6:30 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And we just mentioned, of course, the Chiefs and the Rams, Monday Night Football last night. They'll talk about it tonight on what should be pretty interesting discussion, the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Mitch Holtis will host that, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 6:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A reporter at CNN plays the race card. Fox News commentator Todd Starnes with more on that story next on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.